librarian extraordinaire Nancy Pearl. She's with us once again. Steve Scher asked Nancy how she keeps track of so many great books that come her way.
I find every year there is so much that I treasure when I read the Pushcart Prize compilation. So it's poetry, it's essays, and it's fiction. And it's a wonderful way to get to know new writers or revisit older writers that you might have forgotten about. For example, there are two essays that just really I found so interesting. One is Pam Houston's, called The Corn Maze, which is about memoirs and telling the truth or what the truth is. And it's so nicely written. And it's so, it's the kind of book that it's a kind of essay where you stop and you say, oh, I never thought about it quite that way. But I found myself when I was reading Pam Houston's essay nodding and agreeing almost all the time. I just think this is a fabulous essay.
Now, what were some of her novels?
Cowboys Are My Weakness.
That's right.
Her first.
Was it a memoir or a novel?
Well, the way she talks about it. The way she talks about her writing in general. Is so interesting and could answer that question better than I could.
Oh, that's
could.
Great. Well, see, I would like it just for that.
Yes. Oh, yeah. It's just wonderful. The other essay that I was very struck by also deals with memoir, and that's André Debus III's essay about the response that he got from the people in the town he grew up with after he published his memoir, Townie. And again, it's in some ways a defense of the whole memoir genre.
Which has been under some scrutiny.
Which has been much scrutiny. Mm-hmm. Oh, and the interesting thing is that Pam Houston says in this essay that she was James Frey's first creative writing teacher.
Oh, good.
I thought that was absolutely just delightful to learn about.
Success.
Right. So this is just a collection that I can see. You know, it's not one you want to sit down and read all the way through in one sitting. You can't read it in one sitting. It's too long. But it's a book that you can pick up and look at the poetry, start reading the essays. There's the first essay in the book is by Davy Rothbart called Human Snowball. And he's always just great fun.
Yes, he is.
Wonderful fun to read. And this is about a trip to Buffalo on Valentine's Day in 2000. When he went to see this girl.
Yes, that's usually how his stories start, right?
Right.
Found Magazine, Davy Rothbart.
Yeah,
so
yes.
What does this tell you about the state of the small presses, these Pushcart Prize?
You know, that's a great question, because I think that what this shows you is how strong and important in the whole world of books and publishing these small presses are. Now, these come from what we would call literary journals, Glimmer Train and various other places. I can't even remember any of the other places that they come from. Some of them, I mean, most of them I've never heard of, but they all make me. Plowshares is another famous one. Poetry Northwest would be another one that they would comb thoroughly to see what they wanted to include.
That's pretty neat. They're still, what, 38th? The 38th
one?
The 2014 Pushcart Prize 38th Best of the Small Presses.
Right.
Edited by Bill Henderson. That's pretty impressive that they're still.
It is. And there's an interesting article about 38 years ago when this all began and why it began. The library probably has all of them. I would go back. Just, it's a wonderful way to look at authors and writing that you're not going to find easily on your own.
That's great. That's the 2014 Pushcart Prize, 38th Best of the Small Presses, edited by Bill Henderson. And then Good Lord Bird?
The Good Lord Bird by James McBride. James McBride became his book, The Color of Water, you know, had just a terrific reception by readers and critics.
But another memoir.
Another memoir, right. But the Lord God Bird, I mean, but the Good Lord Bird is a historical novel, and it's set around John Brown's raid on Harper's Ferry. And the main character is this young, is this, when we meet him, he is mistaken for being a girl. And John Brown has come in and through various issues has killed this young girl's father and takes her with him when he rides off to meet his other men.
Really?
Yes. I don't want to give anything away by saying why it's called the Good Lord Bird or why this young person's name is Onion, why he becomes known as Onion. But what makes this book so distinct, just so fabulous to read, is the voice of the narrator, this young boy who is now having to act as a girl in a whole group of, you know, men who are out to really protest about slavery. And it's energetic, it's so energetic, and it's so funny, and it's so moving. And I think if I were going to compare this to something, I think I would compare it to the funny novels by Larry McMurtry.
Really? Mm-hmm. I would see how interesting that McBride is combing John Brown for stuff to write about.
Yep. Another book that I thought of when I was reading The Good Lord Bird, another book it made me think of all the time I was reading it because of that narrative voice that you become so enamored with, was Little Big Man by Thomas Berger. That's a wonderful book.
I know. You've told me that a couple times. I have not read that book. That's on my list.
Oh, you have to read it.
I'm there. I'm going to go read it right now.
I'm
leaving.
Right.
By the way, Larry McMurtry's funnier books.
Uh-huh.
Not a lot of people. I mean, he has had quite a few, right?
He has. I mean, he did the whole sort of historical fiction series, not the Lonesome Dove Quartet or whatever it ended up as, but another much broader humored one about a family who's trying to make it in the West.
And do you remember those?
The Barry Binder series or
something like
that. Oh,
I'm going to look
those up. Yeah.
I love McMurtry.
These are an interesting McMurtry.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I like his earlier, funnier books. I mean, I like his funny books.
Yeah.
Cadillac Jack.
Yeah, Cadillac Jack.
One of my favorites.
Dwayne's Depressed.
That's right, Dwayne's Depressed.
That's a good one, too. Yeah. You know, and he hasn't brought out anything in a long time.
No.
And,
so we can enjoy McBride.
So you can enjoy McBride. Yeah, terrific, terrific novel.
The Good Lord Bird, James McBride, 2014's Pushcart Prize, 38th Annual. Best of the Small Presses, edited by Bill Henderson. Nancy Pearl is Librarian Without Portfolio. I'm sticking with that one.
I like it.
All right, good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Not quite sure what Librarian Without Portfolio means, but Nancy Pearl spoke with Steve Scher, and you can find her book picks at our website, which is kuow.org. It's The Record on KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman with Ross Reynolds.